Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
This guy, Kevin, writes me after I posted that thing about if you react to the shootings by worrying about them taking your guns, then your priorities are messed up as a human being. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everybody starts hating on me about that, including this guy, Kevin, that says, you know, more kids are killed in pools than they are by handguns. And then, you know, why can't we just have a respectful discourse over this type of thing? And he wanted respect, and he was giving that to me, and I'd just gotten like 40 of them.
Is he trying to take away my pool?
So I wrote him this on my own thread.
Okay.
So I'm not only on social networking, but I dive in with both feet.
He does.
Sometimes to a fault.
Yeah, okay.
I write to Kevin. And Kevin Ford, when I mention their full name.
Oh, well, you...
And by the way, Kevin Ford... Oh, I gave his name.
You've crossed that line.
We'll edit that out.
And Kevin Ford, thanks so much for informing us that swimming pools are dangerous. I know that you want respect, so please take this as is intended.
Okay.
F off.
Wow.
That is so sweet.
And then, you know, and the thing, I think one of the reasons there's lack of civility is I'm eating my yogurt.
Of course.
Hold it, but you're speaking very literally.
No, I was having Greek yogurt, not yogurt making.
Oh, okay.
I was having Greek yogurt, and I write that, and then I go back to my breakfast, just casually.
Just easily.
By the way, F off. Boy, these are good blueberries.
And you know, as you're eating your chobani, and did you mix it or did you not mix it?
Carla, I'm very spoiled when it comes to my... every morning, seriously, you know what she makes for me?
What?
She makes me a lovely Greek yogurt blueberry... dried cranberry and granola parfait.
Excellent.
Wow.
That's very healthy.
That's a great breakfast.
Isn't that delightful?
It really is.
And followed by some eggs and light English muffins with some very lean Canadian bacon.
Would you like to hear what Carrie does for me every morning?
What does she do? There we go.
So when you're eating your yogurt...
Is that the sound of Carrie making your breakfast?
Yeah, it's the Carrie of doing everything to better the marriage. When you're making your... And you do this discourse, you know that, you know, between your bites of yogurt, not only can you do this without ever even raising your ass out of the chair... You know he's going to see it, and you know it's going to get to him.
And I can block him after. I've done that, too.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Where you give the response, and then you block the person.
Oh, that's not good.
It's great. You should try it.
Thank you, Tony.
You know, it's not good. You know what I love? But I always like to do one last... Before I unfriend or block, I always write one thing. Usually, it's been nice. And then they're out of there. But what you know he's going to see it, but you
want to acknowledge the fact that you're getting rid of them. But I didn't do that with this guy.
You kept him around?
There were too many of them. The thread was so enthusiastic, and there were so many people that wanted to give their point of view that I didn't. I said, "Look, and these are and most of the people really that were attacking today were not on my friends list. This guy had a pending friend response, and that counts to me. So I didn't.
And that allowed him to write on your wall.
Him.
Yeah,
I didn't. No, but I mean, I got even non friends were writing on my wall about this.
You know, I think you probably have your privacy settings, so friends of friends can post on your
That's
wall.
Exactly what happened.
Okay.
So I wrote the F off, and I wish I could go back to what he had written earlier, but it gets all jumbled up when you're trying to get a timeline on this
but
stuff.
But when you're talking about civility, you know that if this was real life and this was a real conversation or anything where you actually heard a voice or saw a face, there's no way you would do that.
But here's a guy that I give tremendous credit to. Because at this point, he sends me a personal message.
Oh, okay.
And normally when I saw it, I'm like, here we go.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's normally the 11 pages of, and another thing.
Right.
Let me tell you why I think you don't have any testicles. Right. Or that type of thing.
Mike runs to the deadbolt.
He writes me, hey, Mike, sorry I stirred S up. I'm a longtime fan since I was a kid in middle school and I found the radio. I've been listening to the podcast from the beginning. You can tell me to F off for putting my agenda on your page, but I thought it was sort of an invite for a debate when others began voicing opinions.
Right.
Which he's right about.
Yes, okay. Fair point.
It is. I mean, if everybody's giving their opinions, sorry, I missed your intentions. I'll F off now.
That's nice.
Aww. Isn't that great?
I wrote him back. Thanks for the personal message. I just friended you. You were the recipient of my anger over the entire thread. No worries. Most of the folks on the thread had not done a friend request. You had. All is well. On today's show, we'll discuss civility on social networks. You should listen. I'll discuss this exchange, which I'm doing.
You're a very complicated man. Why am I now?
Because you are
complex. Because if you went from to honoring a friend request,
but you are slash and burn. You don't. Yeah. I mean, no. Somebody will talk about a flavor of ice cream they don't like, and you will unfriend them.
I will, because I know what that's valuable real estate.
But don't you think in a way that that's not fair?
It's fair to me.
That's not a very nice way to look at it.
Here's the
way. It's kind of a window into Rob's soul.
What you should look at your Facebook page. Your Facebook page, Mike.
Yes.
Your actual wall is like a party you're throwing. Okay, and whether or not you're going to be attending and handing out.
Start this again. You give yourself some musical accompaniment.
You want some music for this?
Rob Spiewak on the Facebook.
I love the opening line.
No one loves it more than he does.
Oh, it's my favorite.
And normally, nobody gets more ego gratification out of it than Rob Spiewak. Uh-huh. This is Rob's world. Facebook is Rob's
world.
Yeah,
this is what I do. I finally found a way to interact without leaving the inn of doors.
And without really having to deal with people.
Right. And always on my terms, right, Tony.
Are you selecting a special musical accompaniment for yourself right now?
I am, Mike.
Okay, go ahead.
Your Facebook wall is like a party.
Mm-hmm.
You throw this party on a daily basis. Doors are open. You've invited, in your case, 5,000 people. They can come to the party. They can leave the party.
I have to interrupt you and say that I use my Facebook page as a promotional vehicle for the show.
I never have.
And my own opinions primarily.
Right. I never
have
used it.
Thank you for doing that, Mike.
Thank you very much, Mark. Because the Facebook wall, Mike, your wall is like a party.
Mm-hmm.
And you've invited 5,000 people. And sometimes these people will come. Sometimes they'll bring their own friends.
Right.
But this is your party. You set the table. You set the tone. You have the ability to delete.
Let me stop you right there.
All right.
If you were having a big party, though.
Right.
You wouldn't just, if someone was perhaps eating a snack that you didn't particularly care for when they walked in the door, you wouldn't just willy-nilly throw them out of your house.
Depends on the snack. What if
it does. You're lying. You wouldn't do that.
What if it's. They're eating a Heath bar. I don't particularly like Heath bars. Let them stay. But if they're eating a handful of dog crap, I'd ask them to leave.
Come on.
But you, on your real Facebook page, you will unfriend people for nothing.
Well, let's say we're at this party.
What is the cruelest?
Yes. Let's say we're at this party.
All right.
And you or I, Mike, are drinking.
Yes.
Have you ever done anything unreasonable when you've been drinking? I have.
I'll answer you like I would a lawyer in a deposition. No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, I have. And sometimes if someone comes out and says something hateful about something I love, they insult my jukebox, and I've had a few glasses, they're out of there. Because I don't want to hear that. This is my party.
But you're using an egregious example. I want one of the softer examples. You have said that you will
unfriend somebody.
For example, somebody will write a post that says... Zippy and I went down to the local farmer's market. I've never seen the squash look better. And you'll go, unfriend him. I don't like that anymore.
I will, but you know what? I really have unfriended people over Wegmans.
What now? What? Explain
Wegmans. Yeah. People get passionate
what is wrong
about Wegmans.
With you?
I hate Wegmans.
Do you really?
I do.
It's a phobia. It's a groundless fear.
It's
hatred.
It's ridiculous. It's a wonderful grocery store, and you're completely irrational.
You know what? This is
dislike.
The same reason you like the renamed pork. Because the whole industry is taking you for a ride, and you're going to close your eyes and enjoy it and pay $5 more a pound for a New York chop when it's the same thing.
Yeah. Independent surveys show that Wegmans is cheaper than Safeway and Giant.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, it can be cheaper because of the way they play you by setting up the store geographically to make you walk through their olive bar and their hot foods and the comedy club.
From the olive bar.
But you have to walk through it.
This is the anger that I would love to be able to harness on the show.
The energy.
And I'd love you to use it in a different way, but you're directing this incredible venom towards simple grocery store visitors.
Try getting out of the parking lot of Wegmans. Oh, it's easy to get in, but it's impossible to get out. And you have to walk 3/4 of a mile to get a gallon of milk.
There it is.
Because
that might be the issue.
Yeah, it's the walking.
Too much exercise.
Carrie, is there any way you could drop me out of the front door?
Well, we're not all blessed with boundless energy like Mike O'Mara.
can you drop me out? Please, Carrie.
This is like a therapy session.
Welcome to the show.
There are 11 spaces between me and the door.
You know, it's amazing,
God,
Mike.
And it's 80 degrees. It's not my favorite Washington, D.C. temperature of 45 that I like so much.
You hear, but you don't listen. You're not hearing. You're not hearing what I'm telling you.
Right.
You're forced to go through everything
to get
to what you need.
Social media.
That's
right. He's right. My Giant, I'm so ticked off. Can I say pissed off?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Pissed off. My Giant, they keep changing it around. Uh-huh. The bread in my Giant, I have to walk past everything else. The bread should be right there near the front door.
Exactly.
And
but
they know
make
that's
you,
what most people come in for.
They make you get sucked. You know, even that. Costco. Right. Love Costco. My favorite business in the world. To get to the things you need. Toilet paper, paper
right.
towels,
all
and
the way
Coke.
Back.
Back corner.
Yeah.
And it's
they
all
know what they're doing.
Sugary, syrupy Coke.
I'm just saying that.
So you don't mind walking to the back at Costco, but you hate it at Wegmans.
Yeah.
I'm going to open my mouth up wider so you can put more words in it. No. What I said is,
okay,
even though Costco.
Diet Coke.
We've been through this, Mike. You know that I mostly drink water and booze. That's it. A couple sodas a week.
His cheeks are getting red.
But what I said is even Costco does it because it's smart business. But Wegmans has taken it to the next level by making it that big. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And also what I don't dig
would
is
it be
people...
accurate? Would it be accurate to say that Wegmans is probably not one of your favorites due to the inconvenience of accessing the processed foods?
That's not fair.
I'm just having fun.
What about
I'm just having fun over here.
But you see, you're not having fun about the right things. You're being sucked in. You have been sucked in. And you know what? There's for every person that's right thinking like me, there's 10 people walking the street saying, I love Wegmans. It's wonderful. Well, of course you love it because they fooled you into thinking you love it.
You're a frugal man.
I am.
You like price.
I do.
You like to get a good bargain.
I will pay more than Wegmans prices. Because I don't want to have to go there.
He's going to unfriend.
What about
us,
the?
You know?
What about? Isn't Wegmans the one with the nice outlay of food, and you can go get your lunch there? And
sure,
yes.
Phenomenal. It's fantastic.
Great lunches.
Mike has never cared one lick about it until he found out I hated it.
No, it's not true. I just,
ever eaten lunch there?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Too.
What did you have?
I had actually seafood.
And what kind?
I think I had oysters. And I think I had chowder.
And then we had to miss the show the next day.
No, that's terribly unfair. You're absolutely right about the crowds.
Yes.
And you have been to Wegmans when there's been a grand opening, and you know that first month or so is an absolute bat-ass to
right.
go to one of these
right.
places.
Yes.
But I will also tell you that when I went in and got just an amazing price on the groceries, that guy said,
right.
I thought this was a high-dollar place.
Right.
That, you know, I thought it was going to be like Whole Paycheck, the other joint.
But
you know?
When you go in and you're actually... You make the long trek into the grocery section of Wegmans. You ever notice how the aisles are set up? They're not parallel and even like in a normal grocery store.
Now, I'm going to agree with you. It is not an easy store to negotiate.
Because they want you to stay longer and spend more money. That's why they send they have bananas 19 cents a pound. They should be giving away bananas because the bananas don't matter to them. What they want you to do is walk the aisles for miles and buy your fancy dried sugared cranberries or whatever the hell it is they sell that is so great.
Oh, hey.
And you're
going to
get sucked in.
Do what? They put them at the back?
No, the produce is up front. Produce is up front.
I thought maybe the 19-cent bananas, right?
No. Bananas are a loss leader, Tony.
That's right.
They bring you in. Yes. You're going to lose money on bananas because they're going to screw you with the olives.
This was a discussion that we were going to have about social networking.
But you brought it to this.
Well, because you unfriend somebody if they like a grocery store, you incredible hump.
No, you see... If you were at a party and someone does something you don't like.
We're going back to your original premise
right.
here?
All right. Someone does something you don't like, won't you ask them to leave? If it's something
it's
so
be.
Egregious that it's ruining your time at your party.
Do you know Wegmans was voted Fortune 500, the Fortune magazine's 100 best companies to work for?
Wow, did you know that George W. Bush was elected twice?
Can I say about the whole party premise?
So here's to voting.
He makes a good point.
If I'm having a party and
right.
someone is walking in eating a snack, that is not cool. That's not cool.
So you unfriend them.
I'm going to have snacks.
And that's when Tony would walk in and go, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Here's your banana and go.
Unacceptable.
Well,
it's not the best analogy, but I know this. Wegmans is not the best grocery store either.
My feeling is...
Got a wonderful giant in Leesburg.
In order for me to block somebody or unfriend them, they either have to say something very personal and rude to me, or
right.
they have to just be so completely opposed to my point of view that I just am pissed off at them and I don't want to interact
All
with
right,
them
All right, let
anymore.
Me ask you this. What about
That's someone, why I unfriend people.
Mm-hmm. What about someone who on Facebook you realize
And
they
if you
have...
mention the fam, I go beyond that. I block
oh,
you,
that's
unfriend
understandable.
You.
That's of course.
I, you know, right. don't mention my wife or my kids. Right. That'll piss me off.
What if you run Any into someone on Facebook that is so non-participatory that if you like wish them a happy birthday, you look on their wall and the last thing that happened on their wall was you wishing them happy birthday. They literally haven't done anything in a year. I defriend them because there's people on Facebook that want to interact. And so I clear out stuff that way as well.
That's okay. Just not because of where they shop.
Well, no, especially because where they shop.
I'll give you a classic example. I just randomly went to the news feed right now on Facebook, okay?
I'm going to unfriend somebody.
This is the kind you hate. 2 inches 2 inches of rain in the next hour. Welcome back to spring, Louisiana.
Yes, I hate that.
See, that's the kind of crap that...
That's why I'm not on it.
That,
right. I don't care. Hey, I'm eating an orange in my car. Good for you. Who cares?
It's true.
But for us, we have used a little primer for you on new media that we do here. Mm-hmm. That has really been... It's gone hand in hand with the promotion of this show, and we usually get our biggest spikes in participation when we mount some sort of, whether it be a paid campaign or whether it be a listener campaign on Facebook. That's the way we communicate.
When
with
CBS
people.
Went out of business, you know, they stopped broadcasting. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, I did hear that.
When they went out of business, we sort of kept in contact with our audience through Facebook, and they were there for us when we started up this podcast.
Without Facebook, we wouldn't have been able to launch this podcast.
I absolutely get that. But that's useful. There's some use there. Mm-hmm. Here's what I don't like about the whole social media thing.
Happy Piper just wrote, "Don't miss Carrot Top. Two shows tonight at Wegmans Comedy Club."
That's good.
Yeah, Cappy's a very good friend of the show.
You know, I met Kathy. She's wonderful.
Huge friend of the show.
You sat with Cappy at the State Theater.
I sat with her. She's a lovely young lady.
Thank you, Cappy. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's my way of saying thank you.
She knows.
Sorry about that.
What was my point going to be? Social media. Oh, yeah. Here's what social media has done. And the Facebooks, the tweeting, the Instagram.
Here's what I'm doing.
Everyone thinks they're a little celebrity. And then everyone wants to know everything they're doing.
And we don't care.
Here's a picture of me at a party with my girlfriend, Cindy. Oh, look at us.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's what I think about what I just read in the paper or the Kardashians.
By giving everyone an outlet, it allows them to have the platform to foster that thought that they're important,
not
but they're
nearly not. Enough, but there are a few people, there are a few posts where somebody has an original idea or a clever idea or something interesting, and it's a nice place to exchange those. Unfortunately, you have to wade through a lot of that stuff to get there.
And don't take pictures of food. I don't like that.
Yeah,
no one wants to see why. This is what I'm eating.
Yeah, I don't like
it. You know, and occasionally there are moments of brilliance.
Yes,
like this one. This is the same.
Good.
I'm the same.
I hope you don't embarrass me, Mike.
12 minutes ago. Uh-huh. Just heard my first North Pond loon yodel of the season, but it was in the newsroom as our crew tested a live shot. It's a TV boy. I thought I'd share that with you.
That's amazing.
I would unfriend him for that.
Yeah,
you would.
Last thing before we go to break, Paul McCartney, the richest musician in the UK. Are you guys aware of that story?
Yeah, you know what? That happened today when I bought my tickets. That's what put him over.
You're not happy with what's going on?
He's got a lot of money. And what happened is when he toured last, I think he was last year in 2009.
Yes, that's right.
And my son, Robert, wanted to go see him. And I said, Robert, if Paul ever comes back, I'm taking you. And I really didn't think Paul was going to tour again.
How much are the tickets?
I bought the fourth tier down from the front. Like, not the best, not the second best, not the third best, the fourth best. $99.50 each.
Wow.
That's why he's wealthy.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Oh, and I forgot, parking, $42 and a $20 convenience charge on every ticket.
You going to the show, Tony? Are you going to go to the show?
Yeah, I got tickets, and it set me back quite a bit.
Yeah. Okay, so long, suckers.
TMOS Classic.
This holiday season, what does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep, and their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado's sustainable furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home, because Avocado believes in being better for
for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. The Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I'm going on my 40th Caribbean vacation of the year.
It's a mocha January. Martini. Oh!
does he rob banks?
I have no idea what he does. Sorry. Hi, Polly. Just wanted to say hi. I hope you're enjoying your time. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is a Wednesday.
Are they old vacations being recycled?
Or best of vacations. Best of vacations.
He didn't come to our Las Vegas show because he was in the Caribbean.
Kiss cruise.
He's in the Caribbean again.
Yeah, he was on a Kiss cruise.
Kiss cruise.
And then he did a Kiss cruise additionally.
Again.
Yeah, but he showed that he was a good guy because he let one of the members of Little Kiss out of the stateroom.
All I know is one thing. I just can't. You know what? Look, I have all the fun you want. I just can't figure it out. All right, go ahead.
Mike, do you want some hot Podcast Village news?
Sure.
Look at this. Key fobs.
Ooh,
we now have fobs to enter and exit our studio facilities.
Mm.
More secure.
Which
more
means secure. That we don't have to use the keypad anymore.
Yes.
But that's sad because a guy figured out how to play the song Bad Guy by Billie Eilish on his door lock keypad.
I love Billie Eilish. Oh.
Who says there's no great melodies anymore?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Did you watch Jeopardy Goat, the greatest of all time?
No. I wanted to, but I missed it. I found Joker, and then I ended up putting on Joker, and so I missed everything. I didn't want to watch.
You have it on your DVR though.
I think it continues
because they have to win three matches, and they're not doing dollar values; they're doing points. I'll play you the conclusion if you want to hear. But the biggest breaking news is that for this new primetime is spectacular with Jennings and the gambler and the guy that no one knows. Is they have new Think music.
An update.
Yeah, it's like really upbeat, cool. Huh?
I like that. So last night was the first night?
Last night was the first night.
Are the same guys squaring off every night this week?
Yes, until they win three. I think they have to win three of the competitions for them to...
Great idea. What a
and
guy.
Then they get a million. It's 200 points was what Ken Jennings won by last night.
Ken Jennings won last night.
Yeah, and here's the deal. They're not doing dollars, they're doing points because the winner gets $1 million.
All right, that's very cool.
Here's Ken Jennings winning last night.
This man's name was given to a comet that crashed into Jupiter in 1994. He's the only human whose remains lie on the moon.
Ooh.
Now we go to Ken Jennings, and he wrote down who is Schumacher. Correct. That gives you a two-game total of 63,000.
A little out. Whoa.
Is that good news or bad news?
The gate guard.
Carla, the gate guard's calling.
You need a fob, Mike.
Do you remember back when Pat Sajak had the blockage? He had to buy a bottle.
Yeah.
Well, last night, this gives you an idea of how long they put the stuff in the can before they air it. Last night, they aired the episode where Vanna White hosted.
Ooh.
I bet that was good.
It was great. I think the best part about it is that it proved that she doesn't need to be over there to turn the letters. They just light up. But also, the final spin, always, you determine the value amount by the red arrow that's closest to the MC stand, right?
Correct.
All right.
We are going to move on to our next puzzle, which is food and drink. Oh, all right. Well, Rochelle, you're going to start that round, but I'm going to give the wheel a final spin. That wheel is heavy. Oh, no. My first spin. Look at that.
That's bankrupt.
Oh, whoa. No, I'm looking at the wrong arrow. How do you do this show?
Come on.
Well, she's kind of new to the set, so I understand that.
Well, come on. You imagine? Look, as a second banana, I can tell you this. I live life as a second banana. You sit there
for your entire career having somebody do something else.
I can't push those buttons. How many times have I messed up the board?
It's flashing.
Right. I know.
it's flashing,
Vanna. But it's
also, doesn't
hard.
He slow it down with some pedal?
Yeah, well, it's fixed.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's a Carney game.
Yeah.
The pedal actually goes to Matt Lauer's office.
He stops it with a pedal.
Just like in 1930s.
I'm sorry, you got the $1 million car. How, you know, you want to prove that? Go back and look at every episode of Wheel of Fortune and see how many times they land on the $1 million prize and then immediately afterwards go bankrupt. And Pat is joyous because his pedal works.
Pedal work? He's dancing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. When I saw this on YouTube, I smiled ear to ear. The only thing that bothered me is I didn't think of it. A guy took his iPhone, and you know when you're setting up your iPhone and you put in your name so Siri has to talk to you? He made up a name of 200 letters that were mostly A's and H's. And so when he talks to Siri, this is what Siri says to him.
Okay. It is.
And in Russia, Siri talks to you. Trivia question for you. 1986, they debuted Cool Ranch Doritos. Now,
yes.
Cool Ranch Doritos are coming out with ranchier Doritos this week with more flavored dust on them. But, Mike, who was the original spokesman for Cool Ranch Doritos in 1986?
Oh, my God. What a great question.
Got to be somebody cool.
No.
Billy B. Oh, no?
No, and I will tell you this.
Cool?
It was someone who was...
Billy D. Williams.
He was yet to achieve his level of fame that he would eventually get to. So he was on the uprise. It was Jay Leno. 5 years before he got The Tonight Show.
Well, howdy. Let me guess. You've been waiting for Cool Ranch flavored Doritos, and I can't say I blame you. Creamy, Cool Ranch seasonings. And those ingredients, what are we talking here? Maybe a tomato, an onion or two? See, this is what your storytellers might call a cornucopia, a nature's treasure. And that's why no other chip tastes like Cool Ranch, and no other crunch can jumpstart your horse.
Cool Ranch flavored Doritos brand tortilla chips. One heck of a crunch.
And it's got some other flavor.
80s,
90s. I'll never understand that as long as I look.
Aughts, teens. And now the 20s, that's 5 decades of suck.
But I know what you're thinking. Cool Ranch Doritos.
They're tomato and Jay.
I'm a cool guy with my cool Ranch Doritos.
I've got the best video for you guys to watch. It's on Twitter. You can find it. Yesterday, do you know that they still, on the Kelly Ripa show, they're still doing travel trivia?
Oh, and is this the fall?
Yes.
I watched it 9 times.
It's so great.
Falling out of a bar stool height chair.
Sequest is, it's not only are they on a bar stool height thing, I think they're on sort of a platform.
I know the set, but I haven't seen the fall or heard about
it. Here's the great thing about it. This is what made it good. What makes it good is he's laughing at his own fall. And you can hear him laughing when he's down on the floor.
Yep.
So you knew he didn't get hurt, but it's so funny to hear him laugh.
He was going for a balloon because they did a balloon drop for, Travel Trivia 2020.
Like 2020 and all these balloons, and he's reaching for one, and he goes over, and there's nothing that's stopping the fall.
Wow, that's Jasmine Gould from Buffalo, New York.
Oh, my God!
Are you okay?
Right, play it again at the beginning. Play it again at the beginning and listen to his
Jasmine
laugh when he
Gould
lands.
From Buffalo, New York.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Are you okay? Oh, my gosh. He's fine.
I got it.
Stands up with the balloon.
I guarantee you he broke something.
No, there's no way. Because there's no weight going down.
I isolated the audio. Listen, I think you'll see this. That sounds like he broke a bone to me. That's your magic audio vault.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.